Hi, I'm Jenny. I would like to read to you a wonderful true story of answered prayer. This story is from the 1950s, so you will note a huge difference between the money then and now. Pastor Webster stood at the church door, shaking hands with everyone after Sabbath church morning services. "Glad to see you here, Brother Wilson. Sister Jordan, how is your husband? Tell him I'll be along to see him tomorrow afternoon. Room 31, isn't it? Why, Sister and Brother Richmond, so nice to have you back. How did you enjoy your vacation?" As a little gray-haired woman shyly approached, Pastor Webster thought hard to remember her name. "I hope you've received a blessing this morning, Miss Mason," he said as he took her small, frail hand in his large, firm one. Her voice trembled slightly. "Pastor, would you show me your Bible?" "Of course, Mrs. Mason. If you'll just wait until I finish greeting everyone, I'll be happy to show it to you." When the last member had passed him, Pastor Webster took his Bible from the shelf where he had left it, and he walked over to Mrs. Mason, who was waiting patiently at one side of the foyer. "Here it is, Sister Mason." Mrs. Mason carefully took the big book and stroked the soft black leather of its cover with her hands. Hands that had been much more familiar with mops, brooms, wash buckets, and scrubbing brushes than with books. She had cleaned offices most of her working life. Reverently, Mrs. Mason opened the Bible and she turned its pages, pausing once or twice to run a wrinkled forefinger along the line of the large clear print. Then she closed the book, longingly caressed the golden edges of the pages, and placed it back in Pastor Webster's hand. "Pastor, could you get me a Bible like this, just like yours, exactly like yours?" she whispered. Pastor Webster was a little taken back. He liked his Bible, and he had bought a good one. Only the best, he believed, was good enough for the Lord's service. $25 was a lot to pay for a Bible, and he wondered if this little widow, existing on a small pension, would be able to afford it. He paused a moment before he answered, "Certainly, Mrs. Mason, I can get you one, but it's expensive." "Oh, Pastor, don't worry about that. Just get me a Bible exactly like yours, and thank you." Her crinkled face broke into smiles as she spoke. "I'll do it the first thing on Monday," Pastor Webster assured her. "You'll have your Bible after prayer meeting Wednesday night." So, Wednesday night, right after prayer meeting, Mrs. Mason again waited until the others had gone. Then Pastor Webster gave her a large box with a golden cover. She opened it slowly, as if severing each precious second of the experience. Inside, faintly visible through its white tissue wrapping, lay the Bible. Carefully, Mrs. Mason removed the Bible from the box, undid the tissue paper, and gazed at her new Bible as though she couldn't believe it. It was exactly the same as the pastor's. Then she set it down. She opened her purse and extended a roll of worn and crumpled dollar bills to Pastor Webster. "I hope this is enough, Pastor," she said. Surprised by its thickness, Pastor Webster took the roll and he counted it. There was nearly $50. "Why, sister, this is almost twice as much as the Bible costs." With a smile, he counted out $25 and returned the rest to Mrs. Mason. "Pastor, thank you so much for buying me this Bible. eyes shining, Mrs. Mason clutched it to her heart with both hands. "Now, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I want you to pray that the Lord will teach me how to read. Will you do that?" "Of course I will, Mrs. Mason," Pastor Webster replied, wondering for just a moment if this wasn't asking rather a lot of the Lord. Mrs. Mason was more than 70 years old and had never had a day of schooling in her life. It would be a miracle indeed if this woman learned to read. But Pastor Webster had promised to pray, and pray he did. Week by week, Pastor Webster saw Mrs. Mason arrive at church, her precious Bible in her arms, and week by week, she gave him the same shy smile as she shook his hand after the service, but she rarely said a word. Then one Sabbath, about a year after the purchase of the Bible, Mrs. Mason paused again as she left the church after the service. "Pastor, may I speak with you for a moment?" Again, she waited until the pastor had finished shaking hands. When he approached her, she was absolutely beaming. "Pastor, thank you so much for your prayers. The Lord has answered them." "Prayers, Mrs. Mason?" Then suddenly recollection dawned on him. "You mean you can..." "Yes, Pastor, I can read. I can read my Bible." And then she told him how it had happened. Each week during the sermon, she had sat next to a friend. When Pastor Webster read a text, Mrs. Mason asked her friend to guide her finger so that it pointed to each word as the text was read. Gradually, the words became familiar, and somehow she began to understand them just by looking. "I don't know exactly how it happened, Pastor. You know, I've never had a single day of school in all my life. But God has answered my prayers and yours, and today I can read my Bible. Listen, I'll show you." As Pastor Webster stood there listening to Mrs. Mason reading her Bible, watching the joy in her face and hearing the delight in her voice, he blushed at his own lack of faith in the power of God. Mrs. Mason finished reading and she closed her Bible. But she had not finished smiling or talking. "And Pastor," she went on, "I've been reading my Bible to some of my friends. There's Mrs. Fergie across the street, and Mr. and Mrs. Waring next door. I'd like you to visit them because they want Bible studies." Bible studies they wanted, and Bible studies they received. No one in the whole church was happier, Mrs. Mason, on the baptismal day. Soon it became quite a common event for Pastor Webster to give Bible studies to a friend of Mrs. Mason's. And as time went on, he found that he didn't have to spend as much time explaining what the Bible taught. "Oh, Mrs. Mason showed us that," they would say. And they would quote the chapter and the verse to prove it. Mrs. Mason was really giving full course Bible studies in her own right. And when Mrs. Mason passed away, there were many in the church who owed their membership to the little gray-haired woman who had the faith that the Lord would teach her to read. Amen.